Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say you might be yarn up strong. All right, so now the wheels are rolling on the Casanam Conference. The Casanam National Conference had one here in Cairns, and they're on they're at Hobart at the moment. That's Nipaluna, Hobart, Lutruwita. That's Tasmania. Back to the Fire was the theme, is the theme for the Casanam Conference. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with one of the delegates, Emma Shanahan, and studying Bachelor of Nursing and part-time enrolled nurse at the Tasmania Aboriginal Centre in Hobart, and locally born and raised in Tas. So that's fantastic. On the line, Emma, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep, so I'm Palawa, born and raised here in Lutruwita, as we call it, the Tassie.
Yes.
Originally from Fanny Cock and Smith Line.
Oh, fantastic. So studying Bachelor of Nursing and a part-time role there at the Tasmania Aboriginal Centre in Hobart. Well, first of all, how are you enjoying the conference, Casanam Conference?
It's been amazing just to get together with community and other nurses and like-minded people. You know, it's really empowering just to see how far people can come and how much we can influence our community's health and well-being.
Exactly. And the world that we're living in at the moment, we're talking pandemic. There's a cry out for more nurses. And, look, it's great to see black people coming to the table.
It's been fantastic just to see, you know, I think we had a good 15, 20 of us are there out of, you know, 40 of the members. That's amazing just to see that we're out there. There's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses, and we're there.
So did you always have a passion to become a nurse?
Yeah, so I became a nurse. I started my training when I was just 17 years old, so I was fully qualified by an enrolled nurse just after I was 18.
Oh, go girl.
Yeah, so it's always been my passion.
Good.
Now I'm just doing my completing what I call just an upskill, just for me, just for a bit of a drive, and then I can do some more specialist training once I'm in a registered nurse. So, my passion.
And your part-time enrolled nurse at the Tasmania Aboriginal Centre in Hobart, which is fantastic. When we've got black on black, nothing beats that revenue, yep?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I love it there. It's a service that I went to when I was, you know, three. I had my immunisations and all my health care through the Aboriginal Health Service in Tassie, and then finally being able to work in the community, which I'd always wanted to do, and just making a difference to my community and my elders, immunising my little babies that come through now, and just having that journey with them is amazing.
Look, it's so beautiful. And what about your family? Any background nursing in your family as such?
No, so I am the first one of my family to complete year 12 and the first one to do a diploma, and I will be the first one to go through university, so it's a huge generational change for us just to have something different.
Well, there's a new benchmark for your deadly family. You're saying to your mob there, which way, step up to the plate.
that's completely correct. My sister recently completed her Aboriginal health worker course, so,
good.
You know, that's amazing to see, and I was able to support her through that. Small changes make big changes, I believe.
Excellent. So regarding your studying, did you have to leave home to go do that?
I was very fortunate to be enrolled through UTAS and be able to start completing my degree here in Hobart. Which has been a first, that I could live at home and travel into my local course. But as the COVID pandemic progressed, most of the training has gone to online, which has been even more helpful for me.
Yes.
Studying with a family. So, yeah, I've been able to stay at home, which has been a huge benefit.
Look, it's fantastic, beautiful space. You're working in a very important space, and Casanam, a fantastic organisation and a vehicle to support all our black nurses and midwives. And it's great to be at that deadly conference, yes?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And seeing Roseanne and all the other members on board of that Casanam and listen to their journey and their stories, it's so empowering of where you can go and it's what you can achieve and how you can help those community members.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, beautiful sharing with you, Emma. Thank you for sharing with us. All the best there to the mob at the conference. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you,
Trev.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Adelie Young there. Emma Shanahan, her name is, studying Bachelor of Nursing and part-time enrolled nurse at Tasmania Aboriginal Centre in Hobart. And she's down there at home, locally born and raised in Tas, and there for the CASNAM conference. And like I said, the CASNAM conference kicked off here in Cairns back in early April, it was. And they had the opening conference here and went to Darwin and WA, and now they're down there in Tasmania. And look, a fantastic rollout it is, and letting the black nurses and midwives know that there is a supporting arm here, and that is the CASNAM group of people there. And CASNAM is Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. To Delhi, bring beautiful pickaninnies into the world, looking after our young ones, and a bright future at that. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416. trying, don't be fooled, 'cause you should know by now, tears don't last. And don't let your ego run away with thoughts that I'm still living in our past. I don't know who you've been talking to. What makes you think that I'm still missing you? You made my heart so bitter, that's for sure. Now I don't love you no more. I've never felt this way before. Lord knows I don't want you no more. So if some night you got no place, go and show that pretty face on phone. And just because my light is on doesn't mean to say I'm here alone. Isn't it like you to think I need you here? You think I'm sad, what gives you that idea? You made my heart so bitter, now I'm so, I just don't love you no more. I've never heard this way before. Lord knows I don't want you no more. I still care for you, but I've not forgotten what you put me through. You've turned my heart so bitter, now I'm so, I just don't love you no more. I've never heard this way before. Lord knows I don't want you no more. If I see you on the street, don't think I'll stop and ask how you been. It's of no concern to me right now if you're making out or only filling in. So don't get the notion that I'm falling apart. You did me a favor by tearing out my heart. Now I'm free of you now, and I'm sure I just don't love you no more. There's nothing I can endure. Lord knows I don't want you no more. You made my heart so bitter, now I'm sore. I just don't love you no more. I just don't love you no more. Don't love you no more. I don't want you no more. I don't need you no more. I don't love you no more.
Heavenly with the story to tell. That devil tried for death on me. I'm paying the penalty when I'm without my family. Insanity surrounding me, I must find the remedy for me. It's H-I-P, H-O-P, not O-P-P. Other people property, I'm no thief, I got beat. When police get
key. When I walk city streets and all I seek is peace, love, harmony, funky beats and freaks. You wanna mess with me, I'll kick your heart and your teeth. On FB, gotta deal with this pain and this grief. Gotta turn a new leaf, cause my life is brief. Did my son, my daughter, my nephew and my niece of that R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Don't see me, boy, where's my people right now? We're dying economically, we're dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Yo, everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Come to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. I'm thinking more on us bleed, they're not helping my breed. We'll still stick in the missions where diabetes and high blood pressure, lung cancer. My people died early from that, I had no chance to hunt with them. Chuck a line with them, genitaling up the scrub and shoot a white pigeon. Now boom, boom, go to fortune, dropping two scrub in. Show it off into my car, singing him again. How'd you do that? Where'd you get that? Where you shoot that bird? In a national park, at the dark, a yellow word. Bird, 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 the bird is the word. But I'm still tripping on the streets, in the southern suburbs. I'm singing, boy, where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find blacks over Neo. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Time to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. I'm singing, bar, where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find blacks over Neo. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Time to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We just face the pain and more strength gain. Working out a spiritual rise I get. When I smoke split, I spit smoky dope lyric. Indigenous spirit, I make the devil fear it. Nobody used to deal it, but now I'm on the real world. The jet path to get the cash is splashed. The richest big fish is eating cuisine. Vicious, delicious, delicious, ambitious to climb. Cash with breeze, grand wishes for families. Indigenous set them free. I'm in God's army, a secret agent. Waking up drunk, brother sleeping on the pavement. I'm a peaceful man, you don't wanna see me vagrant. I'll tear up the slang, cause black Australia be sacred to me. Half white, half Maori, I got educated, never was, it's been a gory. In a hurry, I get mine, blow up like a mine. Let the world know I'm a product of the Dreamtime Core. Where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find blacks over Neo. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Stand flex and muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, drive it like you stole it, you mob. Good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bully One, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. As BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the daily country of ours, our daily black network, telling all our yarns, all our stories, and look, playing all our daily tunes, our daily tracks, and our daily artists who've got rhythm from head to toe. Now, that's all we like to talk about. Too deadly. Okay, next segment we've got is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi IGA. That's Brinsmead in Edmonton, and they give us a box of fruit here at Bumma Bripper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, message we deliver for our school-based traineeship, getting our young ones trained up in this deadly industry of media, black media at that. So we catch up with the Edmonton Police, and we got a senior constable come to join us, Sister Nicole O'Rourke, and she brought a bodyguard, and that's Chris Moresby. We'll have a yarn with Chris very soon. Start with our sister here. My sister, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Let
the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I am from, well, I was raised in Brizzy, but my mum's family's from up here over at Yarrabah. They're from the Yindinji Nation.
Yeah, big shout out, Yarri mob.
Hey, hey.
Too deadly.
And all the mum's family's side is up here.
Yes.
Scattered around.
So you've come home, haven't you? We talked about this.
Mm.
In Brisbane. How long are you in Brisbane for?
Oh, I went, Well, really, I had no choice in the moving decision because I was two, so...
Is that right?
Yeah, and then I moved from there when I left the police academy in 2005 out to Mount Isa.
Oh, there's a connection there, yeah. Murray from Macquarie.
So worked around there and in Cloncurry.
Yes.
Camwheel, Doomadgee.
Yes.
There'll be some other places that I've forgotten right now.
My people.
And then, yeah, back. So, and
come over to Cairns. Fantastic.
Yep.
Now, bodyguard with you. We've got Chris Moresby come to join us. My brother, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, good. Thanks, Trevor.
Good brother. Yeah, fantastic. Now, who your mob were you from?
So, on my dad's side, my dad's from York Island, Central Islands in the Torres Straits.
Yes.
On my mum, she's from Darnley.
Okay, we've got a connection then, brother.
Yep. So
that means I can borrow a mono for you, Bella.
Yeah. And my heritage links also go back to sort of all over the place. We got a bit of US in us and a bit of on my mum's side is the Budjula people of Fraser Island.
Okay.
So, and also the Pyrum Island, Western Province of PNG. So
We've
got a bit of
fruit
everything.
Salad
yeah.
there.
Yes.
All right, Chris, brother. So yarning with you, you got two stripes there on your epaulets. So what's that? A corporal, is it?
No, it's senior. Just a senior constable in
not
in
just
police.
A senior. You are yeah. senior constable with police.
Yep.
And the role, what the hat you wear there?
So I'm currently based at the Water Police here in Cairns.
Oh, Water Police.
I've been down here. Yeah, I've moved
what
from
they call TI. Water Rats. We should make
water
a
rats.
Yeah, we should make a TV series about that.
I think they
black
had
version.
Black version.
They had that. Yeah,
they had that.
Version. The better one. So, the better version.
Shut up.
So I've been I've probably been with police now for 17 years.
17 years.
11 going on to 12 years in Water Police.
Okay.
I did 11 years up at TI. Water is up at TI.
Yes.
There.
Island and, man, proper island man on the water.
And come down, made the move down last year, January, to the Water Police here. So,
okay,
the work's definitely busy down here.
Yes.
Different variety.
Yes.
But the transition has been, yeah, pretty good.
Okay, so tell what does your job entail as such?
So, all our job, a wide variety of jobs we do, we assist Nicole and them, if we have to, with general duties work. But our main core role is out in the water, prevention of crime on the water in respect to boats or anything to do with the waterways in Queensland.
So that's like checking on license of boats, checking on all drink driving?
Yep.
Yeah, would be on the water?
That's correct, yeah.
Vessels?
So checking licenses, checking boat licenses if they're registered, like cars, so boats have got to be registered as well on the water. Drink driving, drug driving, safety gear and stuff, all of which I'm going to talk about soon.
Yeah, good.
And also we do a lot of search and rescues. That's probably our main and main bread and butter.
The message is, and I always say, especially them young ones, that there's a lot of water out there and we need to give the ocean the respect it deserves, you know. It's a big pond, you know. Tell us some of the stuff that you want to talk about regarding the role that you do there as a water police, yeah.
Yeah, okay. A couple of topics I wanted to touch on today, Trevor, was first thing with regards to boating, your planning. If you're going to head out in the boat, obviously tell someone where you're going, when you're going, and what time you're expected to come back.
Sure.
So
that's what we're talking about, family members?
Yeah. Tell family members or whoever you stay home with, or it could be a friend or could be a work colleague.
Sure.
Just so someone knows.
Do you have
to
let authorities know?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, just as long as someone knows where you've gone and when you're coming back.
That's right. So if you're not back at that time, then that's when individual or family members let the authorities know.
That's correct, yeah. Also, with the planning, make sure you carry enough fuel for the trip. Carry a little bit more fuel because obviously tide currents, wind affects everything and how your motor and everything runs. So you might chew a bit more fuel going against the current.
Yeah.
So, always.
Well, you may use fuel to get out there, but the fuel coming back is different because
that's right.
You got drifted, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So that's carry enough fuel. Carry plenty of water and plenty of food on board. Also, if you're going to be out for a long period of time, maybe like an overnight trip, If you take regular medications, make sure you pack them.
Yes.
Also with your, and any forms of communications, whether some boats might have a VHF radio on it or your mobile phone. Everyone's got a mobile phone these days. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's fully charged and plenty of battery on it if you need to call someone.
Exactly. So, but then again, there might be a black spot as well.
Yeah. You mightn't have coverage. That's right. Yeah. And that's something I'll probably touch on with our safety gear, what we might need to carry in the boat when we go out. Your safety gear obviously depends on how big your boat is. There's different safety gear you have to carry for different size boats. Your general safety gear for your boats you carry, and I'll go through with you there, Trevor, is basically your life jackets. They've got to be up to Australian standards. I think the Australian standards now is 100 to 250 level life jackets.
Okay.
So an EPIRB, if anybody don't know what an EPIRB is, it's short for, abbreviated as an electronic positioning indicating radio beacon. So
okay.
That's correct. Buzzer. That's probably if you don't take anything, grab that for because that operates if you've got what we talked about, black spots, no comms. If you get into trouble, you turn that EPIRB on, and at least it
hits frequencies to what's happening at the
connection. it goes up to the it sends off a frequency up to the satellites.
Okay.
And then that frequency is sent to Joint Rescue Coordination Center in Canberra.
Okay.
And then they've got a database, as long as the EPIRB's registered. So when you get an EPIRB, make sure you're registered and with AMSA. You just put in your contact details, your address, and at least three emergency contacts. So if we can't get a hold of you, at least there's other people
we can contact.
So at least it's you make sure it's registered. That way we know if you turn it on, at least we know it's Trevor's in trouble.
Yes.
A database comes up on a computer in Canberra, says Trevor's in trouble, so we can start making the phone calls around.
Yep. With the details that you have.
That's your really one of the most important ones to carry in your boat.
Is that connected to your life vest, you're saying?
No,
it's not.
You can have one for the boat, or you can also what we call PLB, a portable personal locating beacons, which is the same thing, an EPIRB, but you can carry it on you, on a life jacket or something.
So if the boat was the capsize, you've got that jacket on and you've got the
beacon already on you, yeah. Flares, there's two types of flares.
We probably need them for the picnic on the mainland here. Where that Piccaninny going? You know? He's supposed to be at school, but he's there. Freshwater creek swimming.
You know? Good luck to him if he's out of school.
Don't be like that.
So flares, obviously orange and red flares, two types. Red for night, if you're in trouble at night, and orange during the day.
Okay. They're the different colours. Red at night.
Red at night, because red, when you turn it on, red actually glows up a really bright red.
Okay.
Red
that's at nighttime. And the daytime is?
Daytime one is the orange one. It emits an orange smoke that can be seen for miles.
Sure. But you'd see an orange. If you had no red one, you shoot an orange, you'll still sort of see it.
Yeah, you'd still.
But it's best to have both. That's part of the equipment you need for safety.
That's part of the part of the inshore kit. So signalling mirror, so just a little like a little mirror or something.
For sunlight,
during the day. Yep. Reflect the sun.
So simple. That could save your life.
Some people, I've pulled up boats where people, you can get them at Whitworth's or wherever the boating shops are. Some people carry old CDs and that works just as well.
CDs,
old DVDs or CDs.
Yeah.
Which
but even that's fading thing. Out. We've all got a USB now or we've got it here.
Yep.
iTunes.
Yeah.
Spotify, you know.
Signal mirror, torch, obviously for nighttime. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something in the boat, you got a torch, or if you're in trouble and you need someone's attention, you can signal the torch to whoever's coming towards you.
Pardon my ignorance, but with a torch, can you do Morse code?
If someone else understands it, I don't
know. Yeah.
Well, that's true too. I don't know.
Do you know Morse code?
Nah, I don't know. Just press the button, it's
just
all.
Just keep pressing.
Press it off and it goes off. That's all.
Until that battery dies.
Yeah, we're in the dark here. Yeah. So that's another communication.
So torch, yep. Bucket, to bailing out water or something, anything, ice cream container or something that'll bail out water from in your boat.
Yeah.
If you did take on water.
Sure.
You might have a bilge pump, but it mightn't be working, or people don't have bilge pumps. Just have something to bail the water out.
Sure.
And for boats over 5 meters, just have an extinguisher, a dry chemical powder extinguisher.
Sure. And most boats carry them. Well, you're supposed to carry them.
Yeah.
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 And you said over 5 meters.
Over 5 meters, yeah. So if you've got a big boat, you'd have to have one on board. Yep. So that's pretty much your safety gear there. And Trevor, there's different types of areas you can carry those equipment. Obviously, the areas are categorized into three waterways: smooth, partially smooth, and open water. We tell everybody to carry all the safety gear anyway.
Sure.
Whether you're in smooth, whether you're on the water.
When you're on the water, exactly.
Carry it anyway. Yeah. But you don't have to. In the certain areas, you might just go up the creek and up the inlet here at the back, and you just need a life jacket and a basically just a life jacket.
Mainland, aren't you?
Yeah. But if you're heading offshore to Green or anything.
But if you get in the habit of just having it all on board, that's a good habit to have.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's right.
So if you eventually, look, I'm not fishing not good, one while I was going to the big water.
It's
big
better
pond.
To have it, not need it.
Good habit.
Yeah. Need it and not have
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yep. Just a couple more things there. Our registration of the boats, make sure, like I said before, boats are like cars. Cars got to be registered, same with boats.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a small boat, that you're only allowed to register a boat if you've got more than 3 kilowatts of propulsion.
Okay.
So that's like, if we're talking horsepower, probably a 6 horse or more horsepower.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You'll have to be at your boat registered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Under that, you're right to go. This class is a little dingy, little novelty, so to speak.
That's it.
Yeah.
You get it obviously registered through Queensland Transport. Like you do with a car.
Mm.
The registration, when you register your boat, you get a number, and that number has to be displayed on both sides of your boat.
Okay.
With boats, I think they're about 150 mils high, the numbers and letters have to be. With jet skis, about 100 mils high.
Jet skis classed as a motor vessel?
Jet skis are classed as a motor vessel, we'll actually call a personal watercraft.
Yes, so you need to have that registered.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at least 100 mil for jet skis, 150 mil for
boats. Because people get in jet skis, go all the way up to Fitzroy and Green Island. Mm. So they're on the open water. They got to have that jet ski registered.
It's got to be registered as well and carry the safety gear like in a boat.
Okay,
And the rego has to be legible so you can see it from 30 metres away or something. You can see it. Just on maintenance, last one I could touch on, Trevor, is just maintenance on just your boats in terms of you might have an aluminium boat and need some welding. Make sure the welding gets done with your outboard. Make sure that's serviced properly, regular serviced.
Yes.
And also carry a small toolkit on board, screwdrivers, spanners and stuff, just in case you have to take out plugs or something, change plugs.
Sure.
For our maintenance-minded people.
Mm.
Just with your safety gear as well, maintenance, make sure the jackets are all kept dry. They're not ripped. They're in good condition. Your flares, they got an expiry date like any other things with food, like a bottle of milk or something, got expiry date. Same with flares. Generally, it's about 2 years.
2 years, okay, right.
2 years, flares, and your EPIRB, now they've got a battery in them.
Usually you're doing a couple of days checking on the boat before going out. So you check your flares and go, these are out of date.
Yep.
Well, we better go get them before we head out in 2 days' time.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
Yeah, that's a good habit to get into. Yeah, check everything before you head out.
Don't do it on the day. Hey, let's go out in the water today. Mm. No. A couple of days in advance, you can check things. So you can run down to Bunnings or wherever you need to go to get the equipment you need.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's right. Yep. With the life jackets, you got life jackets that are inflatable. You put them on and you pull a cord and it inflates.
Inflates itself, yep.
It's got gas canisters in them. With those ones, they've got to be serviced regularly as well. So normally, generally, every 12 months.
Okay.
Just take them into any of the service providers here in Cairns that does them.
Yep.
Change the canisters out. They stamp it, mark it, then you're good to go.
Good to go. Yep. Yep. All right. Good. Well, we are talking a matter of life and death, aren't we? Mm. You know, they are safety equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And they certainly do save your lives. Like.
Yeah. Well, thinking of our loved ones we lost along the way, and sometimes because of mistakes like that, you know, it's very important to step up.
But other than that, like any other stuff in relation to what you need to carry with safety gear, there's a good little handbook that you can catch online with the Boating and Fisheries website. They've got a recreational boating guide, which steps out what equipment you need for what water. It talks about everything, registration, cool. A bit of the road rules on the water, talks about that as well.
Yeah, what, give away on your right?
Yeah.
Stop at the red light?
Go around the roundabout?
Yeah, but honestly, but there are rules. Sorry, I'm just joking around, but there are rules out there.
There are road rules, nautical road rules.
Road rules.
Yep, okay. That everyone needs to abide by, Yep, so.
And because there's also sometimes in canals there's a speed limit.
Yes.
So you've got to abide by those speed as well.
Yeah,
because you can get picked up by the bully men, eh?
That's
if you're going
correct.
Over the speed limit.
Yeah, yeah. No, normally there are the gazette.
Do you arrest
signed.
Them for going over?
We don't arrest them, but there is an offence for it. You get a infringement for.
Yeah.
For exceeding the speed limit, like you do in a car.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But they're normally signed. They're very well signed. The gazette editor with sometimes
it's all about
six
safety,
knots.
Eh?
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably about it.
That's a deadly yarn. I mean, thank you, Nicole, for bringing Brother Chris in.
Chris has got all the knowledge.
Yeah, but the fact that she brought him to the table, having that yarn about the water police, water rat, you know, having that yarn, didn't know how they operate and what they do, so it's good to educate people. So quickly, how'd you get into that? You was a police officer first.
So I was a police officer first, I did. Like Nicole, we went to the academy together in Brisbane, and then I got posted to Nicole went to Mount Isa. I come up to Cairns, so I did.
But you grow up here, did you?
I grew up TI.
TI. Okay.
But Cairns was always second home.
Second home. That's right. So they posted you home virtually.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was sort of my choice.
But not straight into working on the water.
No. I did 6 years generals here in Cairns and up the Cape. A couple of years at TI. Arakoon.
Yep.
Cooktown. So
good.
A position come up at Water Police at TI, and
applied for that position
and for that.
Got it and haven't looked
10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, deadly.
Yeah.
So with that, you got a master's ticket.
So I've got So I've got a Master 5 ticket and then a Marine Engine Driver 2, which is a Marine Engineering ticket, grade 2.
That's way above a coxswain, isn't it?
Yeah, that allows us to take. We've got a 24-meter police boat at our base, so that allows me to take that boat out if there's a job.
Yeah, you can drive that boat.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. All right, beautiful. Yeah. Gee, we're going to catch up and have more yarns. That's
definitely.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Talk about all the mob police officers on the mainland, but good to talk to a water police officer, which are. And a black one at that. Too deadly, my brother. Too deadly, good yarn with you, Chris. Nice meeting you, brother.
No worries.
And we'll catch up soon. Nicole, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You keep smiling, and we'll yarn next week, eh?
For sure.
Too deadly, all right. A beautiful yarn there with the guys and girls in blue uniform. And we had a senior constable there, Nicole O'Rourke, and brought in Chris Mosby, who's with the Water Police here in Cairns. So that's too deadly. Beautiful yarn. Stay tuned, Daily Program, National Talk Black, the daily number, 1-800-422-416. That's Fade to Black there with Eloise Ingram here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across this beautiful nation via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the team there at NERS. Thank you very much, Karen and the team down there, and also Beamer. And that's Jai and his Daily Mob as well, and Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, Daily Black Network. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Associate Professor Holly Seal, University of New South Wales, Medicine and Health School of Population Health, and senior author of the study. New study reveals we need herd immunity against COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. On the line, we have Professor Holly. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great, thank you. How have you been?
I've been well. Thank you very much. I have, yes. And where are you based?
I am calling in today from the Sydney coastline of and acknowledging the Gadigal and Bidjigal people. So I'm in here down at La Perouse.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much, Associate Professor Holly. Talking about a new study reveals we need herd information immunity against COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. So enlighten us, please, about misinformation, COVID-19.
Yeah, look, this is nothing new, and we've been tracking this issue since the beginning of this COVID pandemic.
Yes.
Really what we're finding is people, you know, that there have been misinformation, but also rumours and conspiracy theories being passed on in social media, but also turning up in our newspapers and on radio. And these misinformation can be things around the vaccine development process, but also can relate to the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine, and include a lot of false information, misleading information, and exaggerated information.
And getting misinformation, well, it puts people in two minds. And look, it could be, well, in a way, you could say a matter of life and death with misinformation. And that's why we need to stamp out the misinformation, yes?
Yeah, and that is actually what we found in the last study that we did. So this is round two. Last year, we actually tracked just misinformation about COVID in general, and alarmingly found that, you know, people were actually following the advice being given in the social media tweets or you know, via the mass media about strategies that we know, you know, were not safe and were not appropriate, and actually leading to people, you know, dying or having long-term health outcomes. And so that was really, really concerning. And so what we wanted to do with the vaccine was to make sure that we, you know, we don't have those false claims going around again. But unfortunately, of course, they are.
Yes.
And so this is what we need to do now, is to get people to really have a think about, you know, when you see something on Facebook or on one of the other platforms, you know, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel a little bit uneasy? Does it make you feel a bit concerned? Well, you know, that, then what we need to do is actually look at the source of the information. Does it come from a government source?
Yes.
Or is the website, you know, something that's not legitimate? And really, this is where we want people to stop, think, and to consider whether or not they should be sharing the information.
Mm.
And look, some things may be people just misinformed or have misunderstood, you know, information. And that's, you know, the long-term impact of that is really probably someone maybe, you know, not having the right knowledge about who's eligible for the vaccine.
Sure,
or, you
exactly.
know, how to get the vaccine. But what we really want to stop is these kind of, you know, social media posts going around that talk about, you know, really wrong information about how the vaccines were developed and about their safety profile.
Well, exactly. And when you look at the, we are living in the information highway life, so to speak, you know, in regard to all the information that's coming from social media, you have to be careful what you're reading and who you're listening to, you know. There are so-called prisons out there telling you to take detergent, you know, I mean, to kill the COVID-19 pandemic. But it's about doing your research, isn't it, Professor?
It is about doing research, but it's also listening to people who are, you know, keeping up with the information. So, you know, we've got a lot of great health professionals out there, you know, who are every day getting the updates from the Australian government, you know, looking at the safety data coming in internationally,
yes.
you know, and making sure that the decisions being made about the vaccines are aligned to what we know. And, you know, if in doubt, you know, let's start there. But, you know, it is also important that we have conversations around dining tables and with friends and relatives.
Mm.
But, you know, when sharing information, you know, just be conscious of what information you're pushing out.
Exactly. Look, a very important conversation. Like the world we live in at the moment, we are still in the pandemic, and there are vaccines out there, but need to communicate probably with your doctor as well. That's a very important start, isn't it?
Yep, that's it. You know, go and talk to your local doctor. You know, get their opinions, ask them questions. You know, if you have any you know, particular concerns about your own health and about whether or not it's safe to get a vaccine, well, then they're the people who are going to know you best and will be able to answer those questions.
Exactly. Social Professor Holly, thank you very much for sharing. Very important conversation. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you for your time. Okay, all the best. Bye.
Bye-bye. Adelia Yonder, Associate Professor Holly Seal, University of New South Wales, Medicine Health, School of Population Health, and senior author of the study. And the new study reveals we need herd immunity against COVID-19 vaccine and misinformation. So be careful who you listen to or what you're reading, especially social media. Do check with your doctor, health organisation, before taking on any information and doing what you need to do in regard to protect yourself. Look before you leap is what I'm saying. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Got about 6 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, but love sharing with your mob, and it is your vehicle and I'm just steering it. So add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Shame to speak of your life.
Koori woman, Barb Burns, Angelina Nicholson. To all our beautiful women out there, stay deadly, stay strong, and love and respect our beautiful women and their children. We're going to catch up with, we got someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, I'm not getting the injection. My children are not getting the injection. I can say the initials, it got sweet FA to do with misinformation, brother. But the point is, it's not compulsory.
It's not compulsory, no, it's not. Yeah, sure.
And we're not anti-vaxxers. We got all the injection, and lately since my kids at the primary, they got the meningococcal. Mm. Every year I got the flu injection.
Yep.
So it has nothing to do with the...
So you feel as though you don't have to take the vaccine?
That's right, brother. Yep. Yes, it's my choice.
It is.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. That's Sal in there stating his case. And, yeah, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. But it's come to the time where Murray got to sign off. You mob, I thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black, one-hour program, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumble Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So with that hour coming to a close, we're back here tomorrow on that one-hour program. And do add to the conversation then, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text in your information and your queries or your yarns. Text number is 045-714-0550. And also we've got, for your keyboard warriors, our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic, so abide by the rules and get your information right. Too deadly.